In other words, I just want to make something clear over here that we mentioned double effect and the effect of the in the person, but mitzvahs aren't constructed that way, really. Like, the reason why we bring effect in is to make it palpable. It's more like tamei mitzvah. But the strict halacha is that when you're over the love of v'ger lo sonu, the Torah is saying that you're over too. Now, of course, the logic of it is because he's sensitive, so there's a spillover. I mean, that's all very nice. We could talk in those terms. But we're talking in descriptive terms then. Right? Like Mark is saying, it's tamei mitzvahs. But sometimes it's better to talk in terms of tamei mitzvahs just so you can get a picture of it. But the real, strict, pure, abstract halacha is simply that you're over two. Of course, the reason is because it's a shuffle. That's the reasoning behind it. But you're over two, and there's a spillover because of the fact that he's a shuffle. But it's not the double effect in the gavra that he has to have a double effect. Because if that was part of the tsuras halav, then you couldn't have it alone in the case of the evet. So it's not a part of the tsuras hamaisa. It simply explains it. But there's an extra limud that teaches you that you're over both. And by the evet, you don't have the extra limud. So you're just over one. So v'ger lo sonu could either mean because it was motzi b'loshen hanoya, so and it was and hichvel alav over here, so it means that by the gear you're over both. There's a spillover. When you do one, you do the other. Of course, you can go to Tamei Mitzvah simply because he's sensitive. But that's going to be Tamei Mitzvah. The Tzuras HaMitzvah is you're over both. That there's an addition there that is mechayev you on the other one. The Torah wants you to be chayev on that other one too as well. But it doesn't mean that you can't have this one alone, like in the case of the Evet. You know what I mean? Okay, think about it.
So what's the
meta halacha? A little meta halacha here.
Don't you have to bring in the idea of that it's arbitrary?
Luckily,
it's arbitrary.
Luckily, it'll be arbitrary.
Luckily, we are. Yeah.
So is that how? Like, it doesn't seem like that's how it always works with.
No. So it doesn't necessarily, because there's certain mitzvahs per se that are. That are just the Maisa. But I'll call Korban Chatakar Melach. Okay, you can give reasons. I mean, there's reasons, but that's the mitzvah. Okay, in other words, there is a realm, like a somewhat of a meta halachic realm beneath it, that because he's so sensitive, so you're really breaking him down as a complete individual. But the halacha is just saying, it's the halacha doesn't take that in and make the structure of the mitzvah into a double affect. Because then you're going to have a big problem being over the mitzvah by the Eved
right. Singularly.
So that's what I'm saying. It's a halachic structure that makes sense only when you understand, like you're saying, only when you understand the reasoning. Okay? You see, the Rambam himself makes recourse to it because he says that he's very sensitive because the Eved is so sensitive. So, in other words, the Rambam, that's a reason. But that's not the Tzuras HaMitzvah, but the Mitzvah makes no sense without that reasoning. In other words, you need to, it's not a Tamei HaMitzvah like a Mor Nevuchim Tamei HaMitzvah. It's a tam which is built into the very essence of the mitzvah, but it's not the abstract maisa mitzvah per se. Okay.
What are you saying? The part.
So you're saying that the definition of the lavim is really define each Lavan in its own framework by its Maisa.
Right.
But the effect of the Lavan, and as far as the effects, tells you which Lavan are linked to the other based on the nature of their effects.
That's right. The linkage is determined by the, it makes sense because of the effects. Sometimes the Lavan are linked, sometimes they're not linked. That depends on the, but it's not, it's not without rhyme or reason. I mean, that's the point. Okay, we're doing Bav Metzia, Daf Nun Tesamet Beis in the Mishnah. Ein Ma'arvin Peros, Peperos, Afilu Chadashim B'Chadashim. So Rashi says, Balabayis, She'omer, Peros Sade Ploni Ani Mocholoch, Kach V'Kach, Sain, Kach V'Kach Sain, Lo Yaven B'Peros Sade Acheres. Even if the Lokeach doesn't stipulate that he wants it. But the mocher gives him the impression that he's giving it to him from this field, so he has no right to change it. Because maybe that's what he wants. He wants this field. That's the way, that was the what you expressed to him. And it could be he has a kapeda on it. So if he has a kapeda on it, you're not allowed to be ma'ana him and give him another field. That's a din in the anah. In the anah. You're making him, you're kind of teasing him, you're making him annoyed, you're annoying him. Because he didn't, in Hilchas Mekachom Amke, he didn't really speak it out, so it's not a Mekachtos. But you linked yourself to a situation where he could be counting on this, and now you're switching. So that annoys the individual, and you're over on Noyas Mama. That's the Chiddush. Okay? That's Rashi. Right? Okay. So if you tell the Mishnah, Anun Tasam Abeis, we're going like the Rambam. What is it? It's not an Isser Anah, because you're giving him the fruits. It's just not from that field that you presented that you're selling it to him. So it's a misrepresentation there. So then it's a din, not no no, but it's a din in what do you call it, in Gnevis Das. And even for a guy, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. Because you're misrepresenting it as belonging to this field, and there may be some kapeda that he has, that he wants this field and not that field, and see, the moment there may be something that he wants, then it's going to be Gnevis Das.
And if you do it, you're over an Isser. Does he have the right to rescind the sale if he finds out?
Does he have a right to rescind the sale?
No.
He doesn't, right? It's only an Isser.
Yeah. It's only an Isser. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
The method is the problem.
That's right.
Psychological illness.
The method. In other words, the motivation by Mechira is a different motivation of being Gonev Das Abrios than when you say, I just opened the barrel of wine for you. Now, since the Gnevis Das Abrios comes under Valachta B'Drochov, so therefore it's the Dark Hashem that you're emulating, and the two of them are not equal. Well, in other words, in one case you're failing, in both cases you're failing, but in one case you're failing in Midas Valachta B'Drachov, and in another case, it's true, you're failing in Valachta B'Drachov, but it's more than that. You're being overcome by the desire for Mama. So that's a worse chate. That's why, since this is Allah of Allah, so you categorize it according to the level of Allah of Adrach. So where he's doing it for financial gain, that is lower than where he simply gives him a present and he does and makes the person feel beholden.
I can teach
you
the opposite.
Yeah, that's it.
Where is he?
In other words, you have to say that V'alachta B'Drachav And Marwaf Atah brings you to Chil Hashem. Because since it is Valachta B'drachav,
yeah,
and you are misrepresenting the Dark Hashem, so that's Chil Hashem. So that's why by Mekach HaMemkar it's worse.
Why is Mekach HaMemkar worse?